Today is Saturday, February 13th. And today, in honor of Valentine's Day this weekend, we're talking about how dating has changed during the pandemic, what role politics is playing in the dating world, why the amount of ghosting has gone down, and some advice for both daters and those in committed relationships. Our guest today is dating coach, media personality, and my friend, Damona Hoffman. She starred in two A&E Network's TV series and is a regular contributor to The Drew Barrymore Show, The LA Times, The Washington Post, NPR, BET, and more. She's also the host of the weekly podcast, Dates and Mates with Damona Hoffman, and she's the official love expert of OkCupid. So here's our conversation about dating and love trends in today's world. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. It's fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. It's time for today's Special Edition Saturday. You ready? Let's do this. Hi, Damona. Thanks for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thanks for having me back.
So first, let's talk about the pandemic's impact on dating. Is it all virtual these days, or how are people doing it?
It's very virtual, but not exclusively. Of course, it depends on where in the world you are and what the restrictions are there. I'm personally seeing a lot of people tiring of the virtual only dates. I mean, how often are we on video chat? And then to then go to a date and also be on video chat, not all that sexy. So we're also seeing this at OkCupid. A lot of people are becoming more comfortable with social distance dates outside, as long as people are wearing their masks. 26% of the people that we queried on OkCupid said that they would meet someone outside with their mask on.
Do you think virtual dates, if people feel that they're necessary, at least sometimes, can lead to an actual relationship?
I'll tell you one of my dirty little secrets, Erica. I actually think it's really great for chemistry to allow it to build in small increments. I felt like dating was a little bit out of control before the pandemic because people were going so quickly. They were going on so many dates and just swiping right to the date. And then there was a lot of disappointment and frustration in dating before the pandemic. Now we are forced to really slow down and get to know someone slowly over time. And I think that's actually leading to deeper connections and more chemistry being able to build.
And to that point, what are a couple of your best quick tips for having a great virtual date?
Well, lighting is everything, first of all. You have to have light on your face and not be backlit, and it does wonders for the skin. So they need to see you. The next thing I like to have my clients do is really to gamify the date. Make it fun. Make it a date you'd want to go on. Everyone is at work on virtual meetings. You don't want it to have that same energy. So you could do sip and paint night. You could do a trivia night. You could just play 20 questions with them. Somehow make it fun so that it's a date that you would at least enjoy yourself on, even if it's not a romantic match.
For the people who are getting out and maybe wearing masks or doing a social distanced date, what types of activities can they do and still feel comfortable?
I love a good activity date. It actually gets your endorphins going, which can make you feel more bonded to the person. And it gives you something else to comment on and to look at in case the conversation is not flowing. There are so many things you can do now that are starting to open back up, aside from a walk or a hike, which can be done. I've had clients in Boston that went for a walk in the snow. So it doesn't matter if you're not in sunny California like I am. You can also go to a lot of botanical gardens are open right now. Here in LA, we have boat rentals that you can do. And there are a lot of different options for staying socially distanced, but also being able to have fun and make a connection. And in colder weather places, you might be interested in doing a walk in the snow or sledding or ice skating. Get creative and look at what's open in your area and try to do something that's going to be more fun than the same old dinner and a movie date, because we can't do that anyway.
Is there any other impact from the pandemic that's worth noting? For example, just people feeling a little more lonely because they can't get together with friends as often.
Surely there are a lot more people who are feeling the negative effects of the pandemic, especially the longer it's gone on. So a lot of my Dates and Mates listeners are writing in saying they're feeling really depressed, they're feeling frustrated with dating, and they're really craving a deeper connection. What I'm also seeing, though, is that for those who are really interested in dating and making it a focus right now, they are having a better experience of the dating apps and dating in general. Ghosting is down, actually 21% from pre-pandemic times, according to Match and their Singles in America study. People are looking to connect on deeper factors like social justice issues. There was a big push towards people identifying their affiliation with Black Lives Matter. There's also been some folks that were identifying their affiliation with the Capitol Hill riots, which caused a big stir on Bumble recently and made them take down the political affiliation. But the bottom line is that most people are looking for someone to connect with who sees the world in the same way, has the same values and the same goals for the future.
You told us when you came on the show even last year that people seem to care more and more about political affiliation.
People seeking someone of the same political affiliation has gone through the roof since our presidential election and, of course, afterwards as well. We were seeing on OkCupid a lot of people were only interested in dating someone also who declared that they were going to be voting. There was a big divide between those who were voters and those who were opting out. So if you even look back 10 or 20 years ago, that used to be much lower down the priority list. People were more fixated on how much money someone made and what their height and weight were. And now I'm finding that political affiliation has jumped to the top of the list and is now one of the primary filters that people are searching based upon.
Still ahead, we'll talk more about how dating apps responded to the Capitol Hill riot, what's expected to happen to the divorce rate in America later this year, and Damona offers a little more love advice. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Monk Pack. I was so impressed by Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars when I first tried them because they have 1 gram of sugar or less, and yet they taste amazing. In addition to being delicious and low sugar, the bars are also gluten-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. I eat them as a quick afternoon snack, and I love the peanut butter dark chocolate flavor. So try it for yourself and you'll see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and using the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. Get started by going to monkpack.com, that's MUNKPACK.com, and select any product, then use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. This episode is also brought to you by Native. If you've listened for a while, then you know Native is my go-to deodorant. And I think Native aluminum-free deodorant could be a great addition to your 2021 routine as well. I wear it every day, and so I really care about what's in it. It's all ingredients that I've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. I also just have a great experience with the company every time. They somehow make deodorant fun with rotating seasonal scents if you get bored of always smelling the same. Or find your favorites and then subscribe so you can always get your order right on time. My two favorites so far are the coconut and vanilla scent and the lavender and rose. But I've tried a bunch and I really do like them all. So make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use promo code NEWSWORTHY at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at checkout for 20% off your first order. Okay, now back to my conversation with Damona Hoffman. So you mentioned the Capitol riot. I want to talk a little bit more about that. We actually reported on the Newsworthy that some people were using dating apps to find people involved in the U.S. Capitol riot and then turn them into the FBI. So what happened there and how did the dating apps respond?
Well, a lot of the apps have features to filter through based on qualities that you might connect with someone on. So politics is certainly one of those factors, as we've discussed. And what people were doing was searching for that political affiliation and actually reaching out to daters who were involved with the Capitol Hill riots and then turning them into authorities. But what that caused specifically Bumble to do was to shut off that search feature entirely. And some people didn't really like that because political affiliation is such a big factor in chemistry and connection today. So people felt that that was limiting their ability to date successfully on Bumble. So Bumble actually turned that search feature back on, but reminded everyone to use the dating app responsibly for the reason that it was intended.
Do you, as a dating coach, feel that that's smart, or is it adding to division in the country?
I believe that in today's society, it is indicative of a certain set of beliefs. And I believe in matching based on values and goals for the future. Those are the two primary factors in long-term compatibility. In previous generations, a political affiliation didn't necessarily stand for that many things and your overall beliefs and the people that you affiliate with. Now I'm seeing that that has shifted in our culture and therefore in dating culture in relation to that.
Other trends or predictions for dating in 2021?
Interestingly, there was a prediction that divorce rates were going to go up. Last year, out of China, we saw a huge spike in divorces right after the lockdown was lifted. So a lot of people were predicting that we were going to see divorces increase. Turns out the overall U.S. divorce rate actually declined. It was 30% lower than predicted. And so if I were to be a betting woman and make predictions now, I think that is not because people have suddenly figured out how to work out all of their problems and have been drawn closer together by the pandemic. I think it's more about the inability for people to make moves and begin the process of separation right now. It's just too big of a problem to tackle. So I do think we're going to see a lot more breakups in the second half of 2021 as some of these restrictions are lifted and people are really identifying what they want out of life, who they want to spend their time with. They might find that through the pandemic, they've discovered their partner, they are not as aligned with their partner as they may have thought before.
And to that point, any tips during the pandemic for committed and married relationships?
Communication, communication, communication. I know it seems so simple, but it actually is even more complicated the more time that we spend together and the more we take our interactions for granted. So what I do with my husband, we have daily conversations at the end of the day and figure out how each one of us is feeling, what needs we have, and how the other person might be able to support that. And then we plan out the day. I mean, we have two little kids. So literally going through the pandemic is like going into battle together every day. And I, for one, want to have somebody who's on my side and who is fighting the same fight with me.
Thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to check out Damona's podcast, Dates and Mates. And don't forget to tune into our regular episodes where we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes every Monday through Friday. We'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. Until then, have a great weekend and happy Valentine's Day.